Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OVS Group First Half 2018 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stefano Beraldo, Chief Executive Officer of the OVS Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for being with us for this first half result presentation. It has been one of the most difficult halves in years, probably the most difficult for several reasons. Market was incredibly affected by unfavorable weather in the first part of the period, as most of my competitor announced. Then we had to suffer for this fire to a ship which caused about 20 million of merchandising not to arrive to the store, with about 10 million, which is something less than 2% of sales that we couldn't achieve simply because we didn't have the merchandising in the store starting from May. Then it has also been difficult because of the tail of the unlucky Swiss story, which absorbed the management and logistic cost in managing a stock that was supposed to be delivered to the Swiss client and that at the end had to be removed and put in our inventory. We also suffered because of a difficult governance that affected and absorbed the energy from the business. And I'm happy to say that now we have a new composition in the board with the two new independent. And since the two new independent arrived, all this turmoil has stopped. And there is a great and cooperative climate in the company and in the board again. And finally, the working capital that was at the peak because of the seasonality, but on top of the seasonality, because of the last part of the payment of goods originally dedicated to Sempione. So all these extraordinary aspects affected negatively the first half. Nevertheless, in this very challenging environment, we have been able to maintain our EBITDA more or less stable. And this thanks to mainly two important aspects. One that was already present in my former communication to you, I was announcing that the gross margin should have been solid this year as a result of a better intake, even sufficient to compensate the higher markdown activity which has been put in place in order to take care of the stock that every company in this industry is focused in order to reduce. And second, that has been a timely reaction. Compared to our budget, we reviewed heavily our cost base. We entered in a huge effort preparing a full dashboard that is affecting every cost at different stage and levels, obviously. It is not something that we apply on a horizontal logic, but there has been a huge effort to reduce cost. And we started with this in about April, so all this effort has been visible in the first quarter, but will be even more visible in the first half, but this cost-saving effect will be even more visible in the second half. So having said that, let me comment the most important aspect in page 2 that you have received. You can see that the domestic market decreased by 3.4%, and this excludes the touristic areas and shoes. So my understanding is that the total market, which is more comparable to our position, is probably even minus 4.5 or minus 5, and mostly or almost entirely driven by weather this year. And this is the good news, in my opinion. We don't have the impression that the market is down because of an economic issue of the country. The market is down because of the weather this year. In this tough market, our market share continued increasing, even in absence of a huge development. So in this first half, our new openings, because of several reasons, has been lower compared to last year. Nevertheless, our market share is growing, which means that probably the life-for-life of other players is worse than than our like-for-like, which has been -3%. Almost two-thirds of it generated by the effect of the fire of the ship. Adjusted EBITDA was almost in line with last year, thanks, as I said, to the gross margin and the cost cutting. And the adjusted net income was 32 million, with IFRS net income at 5 million higher than last year, thanks to the reverse effect, as announced, of the hedging negative effect of which penalized last year, more than sufficient to compensate the extraordinary cost related to Sempione. As I said, the new opening has been still one element of growth, but lower compared to 1 year ago, with only 7 full format and 64 franchising stores opened in Italy and in foreign markets. Coming to page 3, there's a lot of numbers, so the only thing I would say here is that in addition to what we said, probably we can say that the EBITDA has been solid in spite of the more intense promotional activities, which had a favorable impact on the quality and quantity of the stock, and the refurbishment plan that partially impacted negatively the EBITDA, because in the second part of July, we had 32 stores closed for refurbishment. And Hooping EBITDA continued its solid growth. Worth mentioning that compared to last year, the reported net income turned positive, even in presence of the extraordinary cost booked for the final phase of the agreement with the Swiss customer. Also, thanks to the hedging, as I said before. In page 4, I think the page is self-explanatory, and I would move to page 6, where I would say that the peak of the working capital basically reflects two factors. One is the normal seasonality of the business, and on top of it, the extraordinary impact in relation to the merchandising, which has been both for Sempione Fashion that will be sold through our network. And moreover, the increase in trade receivables are in line with the growth of the franchising, basically, while the trade payables increase is the consequence of the additional merchandising both from vendors. But DPO remains stable compared to last year. If we move to CapEx in page 6, the total CapEx has remained stable compared to last year. The quality, the nature has changed. The main portion of the CapEx has been, as predicted, dedicated to refurbishment and investment in the digital transformation. After the first 10 successful result of the store, after the successful result of the 10 stores which has been converted and refurbished in the first half, we decided to confirm, even if on a number slightly reduced, 32 compared to 40, I think, the refurbishment that we decided to put in place during summer. And this has been almost entirely financed through the vendor financed, as announced, with a 3-year per payment, with an average of 18 months, and with a payback, financially speaking, which is basically not assuming any cash out, because the cash out during the 3 year has the same profile of the cash in generated by the incremental EBITDA. In page 7, regarding net debt and leverage, we think that in consideration of the temporary increase in the working capital, which has been due to the final impact of the agreement with Sempione, and the related extraordinary cash cost, which has been hugely discussed during the former release and discussion. At the end of the story, the financial structure of the group is extremely solid, as testified by the unchanged cost of debt compared to 1 year ago, and the leverage on EBITDA amounts to 2.2 or 1.95 once calculated on a 12-month average net debt. And in terms of covenants, it's worth to mention that the only parameter that OVS is committed to comply with is the leverage ratio, which must be equal or less than 3.5. So as you can see, the headroom related to this is huge. In page 8, basically the first half cash absorption is still reflecting the extraordinary absorption related to Sempione that affected the first quarter 2018, and which has been explained. And in the second quarter, the negligible cash absorption of 4 million, which reflects the seasonality of the business, was 16 million lower compared to the second quarter of 2017. Basically, as a matter of fact, we are aware, and even the figure are witnessing, if I may say, that the extraordinary cash absorption due to the agreement with Sempione came to an end. And we are about to enter in the second phase of the year, which is typically cash generative. In terms of outlook, I think that the OVS business is solid and is improving in an external environment which has been more difficult than expected because of weather, and weather will continue to be one element which will characterize our industry, but on an average period, the negative effect will be compensated by positive ones. We are fully committed to the strong digitalization plan. If you have the chance to visit our 50 new stores, you will see a lot of digital innovation, which is real innovation. I think that in this moment, our company has digital solutions which are putting OVS at the forefront of the innovation in the retail sector. The refurbishment, which has been completed during the month of August, and the last of which, or one of the last of which, is in Milan, for the one of you that might have the time to see the Via Torino store, which has been reopened today. The newly refurbished stores are generating a 30% delta positive sales compared to the other store, the comparable store, even without any incentive to customer, contrary to the former restructuring phases which we put in place the year before. So this is extremely encouraging. I believe that the new image of the store is great, and our customers are appreciating it, and it helps to give more perceived value to the product. We strengthened our team in product development, introducing also in the men, as we did 3 years ago in the women, a new strong competence. And in this case, we made an agreement with Massimo Piomo, which is a reputed designer for men, which is becoming, even if as an external advisor, but part of the team of the men, with a scope of improving the quality of the men assortment. Which means that the company is still alive and pretty involved in improving its own operation, either at physical level with the product innovation, with the store innovation, and at digital level. In this moment, we have what we call MySize, which is an extremely well done, in my opinion, system that allows the customer to decide to enter in a dialogue with the company looking for his size and receiving with or without assistance, depending from which tools he wants to use. We have in more than 100 iPads in the store that he can utilize in 50 of these stores. Or we have transformed our physical loyalty card into a digital one with a great redemption and with a great availability of emails, which we will use to improve our one customer view strategy. One more information. Yesterday, the board decided to carry out the share buyback program that starts today. And finally, as we said, we want to thank Francesco Sama, which has been for years brand general manager of OVSA. But on the other side, we welcome Ismail Sage, which is with us since 3 years, which has appointed as a new brand general manager. Ismail has a great knowledge of the domestic, but even more of the international market, and will give a tangible contribution to the future opportunity of our company. One last mention may be to social and advertising aspects like Arts of Italy or OVSA Kids Creative Lab. Arts of Italy has achieved its third edition, and in the first 5 days of sales, we achieved a great sell-through of the on the garments. And OVSA Kids Creative Lab has been developing its sixth edition this year, involving 1.6 million Italian kids in a project of art and educational activity. So I think that the company is performing decently in a difficult environment and has a lot of plan to sustain its growth. The focus which I'm asking to myself and the team is on cash generation now. We want to, and we have already entered in a very large plan of action plan devoted to identify several trajectories which will generate stock reduction as a final goal. We are already well placed, because August has been a month where we decided to became more aggressive in the markdown, thanks also to our better intake margin, and the sell-through has been much higher, and the final first half seasonal sell-through has been very good, in line with last year, in spite of the -3% like-for-like, which means that the quality of the stock is not worse. And in August, we already made our first step, solid step, in order to reduce our stock for the year end. So thank you, and open to your question, if any.
Thank you, sir. Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Mr. Fabio Fazzari of Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. I have two questions. The first one is related to the potential renegotiation of the debt, since also considering the issues of this year, your financial structure is better than 2015, and I was wondering if you already start a negotiation with the banks to have a lower rates in the future. And the second question is if you can give us guidance, also roughly speaking, about the net debt, which kind of level you believe is achievable for the end of this year. Thank you.
On the renegotiation, we decided before summer to wait for the 6 months official result, for the audited result, in order to present the company in front of the bank from a more solid background. And I think that with these results, the initial discussion which has made with banks will encounter the rapid implementation of a renegotiation. So the answer is yes. We are starting now the renegotiation, but before summer there had been already discussion. In principle, the bank were saying that if we were really willing to call it anticipate the renegotiation, they were ready to do it. But we decided that it was much better to present ourselves once what seemed to be a bit of the peak of the uncertainty regarding the financial result was over, and we think that this is the right moment as planned to meet the bank and to work on that. Relating to the guidance on the net debt, I prefer to avoid giving a guidance. The only guidance I give is that we are entering in the cash generative phase, and we will hopefully we will generate more cash than without extraordinary action. We have a lot of extraordinary actions. We are converting 15, 18 stores into outlet. These stores are marginal stores with a low EBITDA, so they will become a stock seller. We are working with a much higher level of post distribution in the second half, which will enable us to increase, hopefully, the sell-through. We have reduced the quantity and the value of our intake in the second half in light of this. We have put in place several actions that should allow the company to generate more cash than what's normally could be generated in a certain period. But how much all this action will work, it is too early to say, but I think that what is important for me to say is that we are entering in a phase that will last at least 18 months, where we will be focused in reducing our working capital to normal level. And I think that already in the first of this half, on top of the normal cash generation, we might generate something. On the other side, the market is difficult and challenging, and we have more goods inherited from Centione, which in certain cases we have been able to stop deliveries. In certain cases, we couldn't. So these goods are on top of the lower intake that we decided to buy for OVS. So the combination of the two should be that, in any case, we will have less intake than last year. And I think that on the cash generation, I think I said a lot.
Thank you.
If I may add, Nicola Perina, about the potential negotiation with the banks, the aim is, or the focus is on flexibility and, of course, cost of the debt. The company doesn't need additional line. We don't need additional amounts of debts. We are happy with the total line, and the focus, again, is flexibility, cost, and maybe duration.
Thank you, Nicola.
The next question is from Giuseppe Marcella of Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, everybody. Thank you to take my question. The first one is on the reference market. Can you please clarify whether or not online market is taken into account when commenting on the market trend? Second, on your online strategy, so far you closed the brand in Italy to third-party online operators. Is there any strategic rethinking on this topic? And third one is on the evolution of gross margin. I guess you should still have some Forex tailwind on gross margin, but I'm just wondering whether the plan to reduce reorders will have an impact on the volume discounts you negotiated last year. Thank you.
On the first question, the answer is that the market figure, which I gave, does not include the e-commerce. So if we include the e-commerce and we calculate, let's say in a different way, if we only include the market without the e-commerce, the market growth has been minus 4.5. Probably this is the question you wanted to have an answer.
Yeah.
The number two question I missed to understand, Nicola.
Not to have the marketplace operating in Italy.
Ah, no, we are still having the same strategy. We are happy. Well, first of all, the dynamics of the e-commerce are still very, very good for us. We have a growth which is close to 200% in this moment in the marketplace, international marketplace. 43% of them are represented by Zalando. Then we have La Moda, Mintra, and others. And all of them are placing order. And we believe that this trend, maybe not at this pace, but will continue. And Italian vertical e-commerce is growing at about 70-80%. So on e-commerce, we are growing, and we are happy the way we grow. And we don't want to grow even more because we don't want to exacerbate this channel, because sometimes customers that would buy on the e-commerce, they don't buy on the physical. But basically, we are very happy with our growth path in the e-commerce marketplace and vertical. Regarding the opening of a marketplace in Italy, we are still not considering to do it because we should do it with Zalando, and this would mean to open a gate to marketplace of apparel, which are still negligible in our price positioning. Regarding the gross margin, no, we have no issue of volumes. The reduction of volume is not material in order to influence the buying capacity with vendors. So we have no critical issue, no issue on the gross margin. And on the opposite, if you wonder why we have been able to increase our gross margin this half, and the sourcing for the second half has been already made, and part of the sourcing for the second half is made with the same good intake, is exactly driven by the better buying term and condition that we have been able to achieve thanks to what happened in the last, call it 24 months. So the answer is no. The gross margin is going to be stable, at least at intake level. Then how much we will act on markdown, it will depend from market condition, but the gross margin is expected to remain one of the key drivers of our profitability.
And thanks. If I may add, the tailwind about the US dollar is not close to the end because we are reporting close to 1.16, but at the same time we have a US dollar on end for the next 2019 at a better exchange rate.
Okay.
The next question is from Simon Irwin of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Hi. Could you just talk about the overall composition of the inventory? Obviously, there have been various write-offs and things from as a result of Sempione. But has any of the inventory actually been impaired?
Would you add me?
Yes. So, in terms of inventory composition, up for the current stock, and this is also there is a composition of part of the stock that we bought for autumn winter Sempione Fashion Group, but now we are treating in house and distribute across our network. And we are down for the in terms of mix for the old stock. So even if we are higher in terms of net inventory, the quality, or I can say the mix between the current and old stock, is improving.
Right. So none of the inventory that you have taken on that was originally destined for Sempione has been impaired at this stage.
We devaluate 100% of the inventory that was transferred to Switzerland and Austria already in the first quarter, and now we don't need additional devaluation because all this inventory is new, the autumn-winter, and it will be distributed again, sorry to repeat, across all our network as our normal merchandise.
Okay. I'm a bit surprised about the comments about buying without the Charles Vogeli inventory, because you know you were telling us beforehand about the fact that with the Charles Vogeli you were getting much better buying terms. So I don't understand how without those buying terms you're not getting worse in buying terms. Sorry, without those buying volumes, you're not getting worse buying terms.
I think I explained that maybe 20 times, and I'm happy to explain for the 21st. In these 24 months, maybe now 32 months, since we started renegotiating with the vendors, better condition thanks to the growth, which was supposed to be achieved with Charles Vogeli. In the meantime, we grew by almost 4.5% per year with new stores, which means 15% of growth independently from Charles Vogeli. So now that Charles Vogeli turnover is down, we basically compensated the organic growth with a lack of the growth that with the growth that disappeared due to Charles Vogeli. So at the end of the story, if 3 years ago our vendors was having a group which was having 15% turnover less, this has been sufficient to justify for the vendors the confirmation of the condition. And this you can find in our figure. If you don't believe to it, you have only to wait. You will continue being skeptical, and you will see when the figure will confirm you. I think that the present figure are confirming that the buying capacity is there. And as I told, I confirm that in the second half, we already have both at the same condition than the first. And I confirm that for the first part of the first half of 2019, we already had the same condition. And we know, because we discuss every day with our vendors, we will have the same condition for the entire 2019. There is not an issue on the table of OVS as being getting smaller and not having enough volume to maintain the same buying capacity. So, honestly, I tell you honestly.
Okay, but I mean, but your inventory at the moment is 423 million, so that's 252 days of COGS. So surely you're buying less for yourself, regardless of Charles Vogeli.
I don't know how to convince you, other than with my sentences. I am managing the company in 13 years. I think that every time I said something which it is under my control, it has been true. When I said something about plans, sometimes plan can be different from actual, but on the buying, and this is extremely crucial for us, on the buying, it is something that we have entirely under our control. Maybe the need of the vendors to have one customer like OVS that in 13 years continue growing and on a solid base, maybe the comparison with other bigger and bigger customers like H&M that maybe in the last years has been forced to reduce certain volumes, I don't know. Maybe the crisis of other European retailers which forced the vendors to look for, to privilege the better customer like we are, I don't know why, I cannot say why, but I tell you that on this topic we are not suffering any problem in maintaining our better sourcing condition.
Okay. Can you give us a sense of how big the buyback is going to be? How big will the buyback, share buyback be?
It will depend. It has been approved to the extent of 10% of the share capital, and the board approved and decided to authorize to put in place this buyback. It will depend from the market.
And why is this the right time to be doing that?
Why is the right time to put in place a buyback?
Yeah.
Because the company, the board, is convinced, and his financial advisor are convinced that based on the result of the company, the present market price is undervalued.
Right. But you don't feel that managing your balance sheet is a bigger priority right now?
Yes, managing balance sheet is the priority, as I said before.
Well, the two seem to be contradictory. I mean, if you're going to do a big buyback as well. And can I just check with the covenant? When you say that your covenant is based on a multiple of EBITDA, is it on adjusted EBITDA? Is the published adjustments the same as the adjustments, say, that the banks would accept?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Giuseppe Marcella of Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Just a follow-up question. It's on the current trading. We have seen profit warnings on adverse weather in September. Can you give an update on your business trend in August? Basically, you did, but on September. Thank you.
As you can imagine, September is tough because temperatures are high. We are being supported by the good result of the conversions. Next week, finally, a stream of cold air is expected to come in Europe and particularly in Italy. And we expect that this should help largely. And then October last year was very difficult with a very warm month. So let's hope that this year the warm period has simply anticipated, and October, which is even more important, will be favorable. So good August, difficult September, probably a good last week of September, and probably a good October. Okay, I think that if there are no other questions, we thank you for participating to this call, and we are looking forward to speaking with you in 3 months from now. Thank you.